to say.
What was I going to say? Word.
Word.
That's the way I expect, like, yo. I mean, like, you just crack up then, wouldn't
yo.
You?
Yo. Yo.
Particularly my fucking deadpan accent.
Here we go. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is show 179. It's the UK hip hop show with Ian Fondue.
Hello.
Yep, yo, 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 in the place to be.
It's Radio Clash.
Who's outstanding, demanding a piece of the pie so I could write some rhymes for the people to listen to and lend an ear, cause it's my premiere to house the joint so you can wave your hands from side to side and just ride and glide like the rhythm does, cause it's a new decade, 91, I'm here to get paid, bringing the funk back, giving you a taste of real hype juice that's been missing on whack, polishing up myself cause it's gotta be done, showing people that I'm not number one. I'm just a kid that's going out for mine, and you could too if you showed some time. Instead you wanna live your life like a shame, so make a change. Yo, I'm ready. You hear that? Yo, I'm ready to make a change. Yeah, I'm ready. Yo, I'm ready. Here to rap, not prove that I'm better than him or the other one. Stop playing veteran. Coming in strong like your life's a gun with a holster. You're coming like a poster. Still, you know, thrills, you just can't face me. Your rhymes are stupid and attitude is crazy. Here's a taste of what you haven't got. The status of a rapper that has maintained. From now till the ending, I'll keep snapping up next. Getting vexed, but you just can't flex. Bringing the crosstown back in effect. The group that the principal has selected. Made real funky, here for the people. Get on the right track, cause we're equal. Lyrics are blazing fast like a machete, so make a change, cause yo, I'm ready. Yeah, yo, I'm ready to make a change, definitely, I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready. It's what I'm bringing. Rap is all about rap and not singing. Commercial stuff gets thrown out the window. So now you know. I'm ready to crush all the stereotyping. Giving you life cause it's the crowd I'm hyping. So check the project, what I'm trying to do. Make a better way for me and you, so we can unite and have true unity. Cause on the mic, MC, I'm talking. Speak out rhymes so the public hear me. Not too strong so they don't fear me. Walk a rightful path, teach to you a better way to live, cause yo, here's the proof. Rhymes are flowing over this track steadily. I'm here to make a change for yo, are you ready? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Are you ready? Cause I'm ready. Yo, are you ready? Yeah, cause I'm ready. Yo, I'm ready. Are you ready? Well, I'm ready. Are you ready? Yo, I'm ready. Are you ready? Yo, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Coming through with a fresh North New Beat, boys. Well, it's the rappers, I ain't rappers. The mic controlling rockers.
We've earned a reputation
as the duplicated stoppers.
Tell us some suckers, let us tell
that it will ever show me
on the stage or on the best prepared for defeat. We run around with rigor mortis, you took flags at 8 days. You teachers wearing plasmas, gonna cut up a cake. Your crew is always stating they make money at jam. But when we see you at a party, it's at a front that we stand. Could the theater epistem? And with the lyrical bait, the perpetrators estimate who are talking of fate. And with the logical vocabulary, I know how to hint to repetition. Victorious, I'm furious in any competition. Enticing, decisive, but genius is spare. Originator, I shook haters, so your best steer clear. It's the best thing to suck. And with the word association, never boring. Refreshing, so you're about to pay attention. Impressive with description. Wear a massive recognition. Applaud and commend it. Hey, status and position. And don't try to follow fashion. Cause we'll give it green. We show no mercy. Over more for a lyrical fever. I'm still a fool. I'm leaving suckers and holes in me. God, if they just sing, I am biting, I'm coming in hard. Wax mother, I grieve the hard way. And now there's two in the crew because there is a third. A cryptic cut as you probably heard. They need a slip or a scratch. And the DJ is faster. It's called Saul Lala, he's a crossfading master. If you want him in a jam, inside your home, just out. When you use the telephone, but if the line is always busy, if it's always engaged, it's just a girl calling a crew. So don't tip us out in a race. That will drive you insane. Rip it shot off your ears and bone wash your brain. When it's time to throw down, give it plenty of room. Cause when it's DJ jazzing up, no volume. We will survive. And at a stretch, I tell you why they speak, you'll be astonished. Anime, like Destro's thing. It's not a jewel, but a trio. On the dentrum is free. And there's a vice for your crew. We will have the free. But these are hard ass granite. I'm as tough as nails. Ice cold water races through my veins. Give no chance of opposition. They just sit down and listen. I'm gonna be plugging through mics. I take up opposition. They just sit on my left. And tell if we call my right. We'll always be fresh because we're rabbit every night. So bust the top. I lift the bass and kick it out with a beat. Which is what I'm saying. And the DJ makes it just not complete.
You know that Dangerous is my title. And the hands of my name. Dangerous A, the death DJ. Yes, we are one in the same. To make you more confused, my brother Dangerous C. But I'm the oldest and the boldest. Don't confuse him with me. When you come into the party and you hear this music playing, it's Dangerous C who's on the mic.
And he's the one DJing.
And Sailor Freak is also
rapping.
Got the people
clapping.
What I hear is got them cheering.
Roof is up,
yes, where the pros with double O's. I need my license to chill. So don't you buy that copyright or else we're about to get ill.
We're two deaf MCs.
I'm with the fresh DJ.
Known as the Roof is up, assassin. And the Dangerous A. Dangerous C.
And that's me.
A fresh MC. The only mic controller who can jam like me.
And Sailor Freak.
You'll see. I devastate a bunch. Together we got rhymes that about to shut y'all.
This is Radio Clash. We're guesting with Ian Fondue.
Hello, how's it going, Tim?
It's going fine. In the place to be. And we're playing, what was it, the Ruthless Rap Assassins with Three Way the Hard Way. I think it's Three the Hard Way. And then before it's one of yours.
Caveman, I'm Ready, which kind of introduced me to UK hip hop and bootlegs kind of at the same time, with that rather healthy Hendrix sample in there.
Yes, that rather litigious Hendrix sample.
Yeah.
Was actually officially released?
I believe so. I know if you get Hip Hop Don't Stop 1, which is one of the three volumes of it, one of the better hip hop collections that I know of, it was on there with that sample. So I think I think it's kind of like the early De La Soul and Beastie Boys stuff. It was before the sampling laws came in, so they were able to get away with a lot more then.
Well, it's a bit like the Beastie Boys. Were they hitting into problems with their, was it Rock Hard, didn't they? Even a bit later on.
But then of course, Boutique with the Beatles samples, you won't see that happen these days. So.
It's amazing because a lot of this show is about early, or not so, well, sort of a mixture of early, that was earlier UK hip hop, but also modern UK hip hop. But also, I think there was a big shift around sort of 90, 91. There was lots of sampling going on, and then suddenly, nothing.
Yes,
nothing. I don't know if it killed the scene, but certainly had a big effect, I think.
Oh, totally. I mean, other than a few people who were ahead of the curve, like Demon Boys, there was a lot of stuff going, let's look over the pond and see what they were doing. And so as soon as they changed from sample collages into, like, 1 or 2 second loops, it was like, oh, we've got to learn the rule book again, and it kind of killed it for a couple of years at that point.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, I mean, you've got people like Rebel MC who went into drum and bass and stuff like that. It kind of, there's a real shift around 91, 92.
Yeah, it's around then, yeah.
So, what kind of tracks we've got? We've got sort of sort of grimy tracks. We've got some very mashup related tracks. So we haven't got any mashups though.
No
mashups. Actually.
Stuff that might sound like they are, but they're actually not.
We've got some proto mashups.
Yes,
that's the raw terms. Like proto mashups. And we've got some more modern stuff. And I'm trying to think what I'm going to start with. What are we playing? What is doing in the background?
This is G-Beat Collective, who's a guy known as The Rough from Manchester, who did 3 or 4 albums worth of let's just steal loops and make instrumental hip-hop out of it.
And you're going to hear a lot more in the back background of the show. This is a good one. I like this, yeah. So the idea is that, of course, everybody knows US hip-hop. I don't think they know UK hip-hop. And I had this idea when we're doing an international hip-hop show. I actually had a really big problem, and I was asking Ian's help for what UK tracks to use. And I had no, you know, it was like, I think I chose like 4 or 5 tracks in the end in that show. It was just like, all from the UK. It was like, oh, I can't decide, so I'm just going to chuck them all in. I thought, that's a good idea for a show, so I thought we'd bring you on along.
Sure.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with a track which kind of I relate to you, because you was one of the people you mentioned, which was Stig of the Dump.
Yep.
Brain Dead, which is, I mean, certainly if you're listening with children, you can have a treat, aren't you? It'd be a bit like that. Oh God, have you seen that? That Help the Police thing.
Oh yes, very
Help
good.
The Police. Help the Police. It's actually US, but I might drop that in. Although actually, that's been done by Pete Juxtaposer. I've skipped to the end. I've got to give him a big hello. And he's dropped it in his latest show. So as I was hearing it, I was like, what? Help the Police? And what it was is Adam Buxton was playing NWA to his child, and then was actually cutting it to say, help the police, help the police. You know, the black man with attitude, having ice cream with the white cops. It was bizarre. It was bizarre. So anyway, here's Brain Dead by Stig of the Dump. As I say, little children should stop listening now.
Beautiful. Mr. Low Light, low down, sober serving nobody. Mr. Toker Reef, Mr. Bro, you must be joking me. I'm that pissed off dick that's fucking up the dopest beats. Mr. Homie, don't pretend like you don't know it's me. Ever since my okie dokie steez, I've been a loose cannon. Fat fool bragging, dropping clangers like a soup dragon. Hanging in the Bruce Banner, man, I'll put your arse in check. Funky like my rip shit, she's a lager breath. But that's just the way I live. Still got the smell from the last slack I slept with on my fingertips. Nobody's as sick as this. Missing links, silverback, smoking spliffs with guerrilla soldiers in the mist. I'm just an idiot, living the dirty life. Shirty tight, known for acting pervy when I work the mic. Cursing life like a stupid prick. Only collabing on tracks with other certified lunatics.
What the fuck you think you doing, Stig?
Sorry, I'm losing it. My mental state's the only thing more fucked up than my music is. Who's that abusive kid ruining the industry? The biggest freak in history since Rocky Dennis in the street.
It's written all over my face that I'm a bum, a scruff, a brain dead lunatic. People say that I'm a disgrace, cause I'm a bum, a scruff, a brain dead lunatic. It looks like I've been raving for days, cause I'm a bum, a scruff, a brain dead lunatic. But I won't ever change my ways. No, no, no way.
Yo, yo. Legendary, better than every rapper said of any necessary beast. Heavy metal, pedal porn, rebel porn, born rebel. No justice, bust this, no peace. Hit you with the phone, peace, release, peace within. Slithering, living in war, killing, never considering giving in. I'm a 3-time champion, no paper titles. Fornicate with your wife, wipe my dick on Bibles. Bust my nut, aim it at the heavens. Shooting super sperm like nuclear weapons. Nimrod, read my name in the Old Testament. Call me Father Thorburn, your neighborhood reverend. Max Devlin, nature sounds, get a check from Devin. Out in UK is beer rap, hear that, fear that, where we appear at. Hood rap, bring that bomb, bomb, bomb. Funk pistol, grip pump, backup trump is rugged, stick in the dump.
It's written all over my face that I'm a bum, a scruff, a brain dead lunatic. People say that I'm a disgrace,
Cause I'm a bum, a scrub, a brain dead lunatic. Looks like I've been raving for days. Cause I'm a bum, a scruff, a brain dead lunatic. But I won't ever change my ways. No, no, no way.
I'm the type to take the wrong turn, down a wrong road on a wrong day. I'm a right knob with tight skills, but I use them in the wrong way. Wrong place, wrong time, and the wrong dude to fuck with. Just a proper wrong and over stumbling in public. Drunk prick, yeah, that's about the size of it. Only rhyme and take the fights and quits to buy a pint to swing. Say if you don't like my shit, it doesn't bother me. Cause on a beat, I'd eclipse your writings if I drop a free. Now come on please, don't confuse my arrogance as confidence. I actually have to be the sickest rapper in the continent. You need me in your life just like pussy beer and oxygen. So tell me I'm a dickhead and I'll take it as a compliment. See, I love when proper cunts tell me I should drop the front. When it's up, but yes, I'm more honest than a lot of them. I'm just not bothered, son. I stay cocky, spitting sloppy like, now look what you've gonna done. I'm from the home of brown ale and shit weather, where people think getting pissed is big and is clever. And you can hate me all you want, but the fact still remains I'm just a little bit better.
It's written all over my face that I'm a bum, a scruff, a brain dead lunatic. People say that I'm a disgrace, cause I'm a bum, a scruff, a brain dead lunatic. Looks like I've been raving for days. Cause I'm a bum, a scruff, a brain dead lunatic. But I won't ever change my ways. No, no, no way.
Thinking, kinda restricted, searching for a subject, something gripped him, tipped him over the scale, he prevailed. Sing it with a gimmick and you get out of jail. But he weren't behind bars, he was playing Monopoly. Instead of sitting down and writing music properly, sloppily he sat there chewing his pencil. A lack of stimulus, it was driving him mental. His ideas were thin, creativity slim. He needed a meal like that bird down the gym. Food is for thought, so he thought for a min. A light bulb flashed and he shot up with a grin. An epiphany right there changed the rules quick. Why not write a track that's commercial bullshit? Why not write a track for the mainstream? Same thing, lame thing, stuck in a daydream. With my lyrical toolkit, I've written this bullshit. Sticking to the rules of commercial music, I won't confuse it with urban music, cause I'm never gonna get that far. With my lyrical toolkit, I've written this bullshit. Sticking to the rules of commercial music, I won't confuse it with urban music, cause I'm never gonna get that far. All American rappers are cool, cause they all got more money than you. It's true. You ain't gonna match him, whatever you do. Wait, why the funny face to my crazy antics? I'm a nice change to the pop romantics. Something fresh to the new school rap semantics. And bling bling transatlantics. Copying the Yanks, it should never have started. Now everybody's singing about the broken hearted, the dearly departed and the weapons they've harbored. They think we really care about the places they partied. Who can be the best cat at licking an asshole? They all stark in the game of pass the parcel. The parcel's music, if one's to lose it, there'll be another asshole there to abuse it. Born in London, I suppose I'm urban. I find all the trappings of the scene disturbing. I don't want a life with cars and big tits, cause I'm happy with a copper and some biscuits.
With my lyrical toolkit, I've written this bullshit. Sticking to the rules of commercial music, I won't confuse it with urban music, cause I'm never gonna get that far. With my lyrical toolkit, I've written this bullshit. Sticking to the rules of commercial music, I won't confuse it with urban music, cause I'm never gonna get that far. All American rappers are cool, cause they all got more money than you. It's true, and no one can hide from the truth.
So there's a rap epidemic, the best enter retirement. I'm shaken by this madness, epileptic assignment. Confined, my mind tries to align to bring a stop to the benign. That's a basic requirement. A stable childhood with a passion for poetry. Listening to the crap that the industry's thrown at me. Tried to be intelligent, but nobody stirred. Commercially viable if I wanna be heard. Wait, London crew, where my geezers at? Where my birds with Bacardi breezes at? Okay, that's my cheap shot on materialism, but I ain't even been to prison.
It won't work.
A year from now, you could be stealing this, but just right now you ain't feeling this. I hear the booze and the hiss from the music abyss. It's all hit and miss, bruv, trust me. With my lyrical toolkit, I've written this bullshit. Sticking to the rules of commercial music, I won't confuse it with urban music, cause I'm never gonna get that far. With my lyrical toolkit, I've written this bullshit. Sticking to the rules of commercial music, I won't confuse it with urban music, cause I'm never gonna get that far. Yeah. If you wanna come to my hotel, you can't, cause I live with my parents. That's how we get down. Just an example. Just a rush on the beats there. Just having a little cheap shot of commercial bullshit, you know what I mean? They ain't urban music, if we were doing that, you know what I mean? We're never gonna get that far.
Scribbis Pip, what's your opinion of UK hip-hop?
I don't know if there's that much going on. There's some great stuff, don't get me wrong. There's some amazing artists, but a lot of people are just doing the same thing over and over again. It just gets a bit monotonous. It messed the beat up, and show us what you think, Dan Lesak. Ah-ha-ha! Ah-ha-ha-ha! Ah-ha-ha-ha! Dan Lesak, Scroobius Pip. Fixing hip-hop. As best we can. Hip-hop is art. I make another pop hit, be smart. Take it back to the start, like how wrestling rockin' use passion and heart. Hip-hop is art. I make another pop hit, be smart. Take it back to the start, like how wrestling rockin' use passion and heart. But don't get me wrong, I ain't dissing Dizzy Russell. I'm just using this beat as a single example. It was the first big hit of its kind in the pop charts. Spawned a lot of shit with profit in mind, not hard. Channel U's full of think they should all have prancing about like they're the next big thing, cause their cousin's got an angel, then made Daryl can sing. These kids getting above their station and saying they're a vessel for which a higher power's conveying. My lyrical content is a miracle concept. My name is Scroobius Pip. I say fuck all that nonsense. Their lyrical prognosis is like spiritual osmosis, in that everything they say evaporates into both. It's a joke. I'm not snuck, I can't even find one quote worth using as a reference or even as a footnote. Most of these kids could get their guns out and kill me, but how many got the skill to inspire and thrill me? I got a holster, I keep biscuits in it. She wears into your brain, leaving big fat blisters in it. Who am I better than? I'm better than I used to be. I'ma keep on getting better, so you better just get used to me. You think that's a cop out? Can hear my point truthfully, cause chances are, this is how you should be. If your only goal is to be as good as Scroobius Pip, then as soon as you achieve that, your stands will slip. If your only goal is always to improve on yourself, then the quest is never over, no matter how big you were. Yeah. Hip hop is art. I make another pop here, be smart. Take it back to the start, like how I rest and rock him, use passion and heart. Hip-hop is art, I make another pop here, be smart. Take it back to the start, like how I rest and rock him, use passion and heart. Hip-hop is art, I make another pop here, be smart. Take it back to the start, like how I rest and rock him, use passion and heart. Hip-hop is art, I make another pop here, be smart. Take it back to the start, like how I rest and rock him, use passion and heart. Hip-hop is art, I make another pop here, be smart. Take it back to the start, like how I rest and rock him, use passion and heart. Hip-hop is art, I make another pop here, be smart, smart, smart. Take it back to the start, like how I rest and rock him, use passion and heart. Hip-hop is art, I make another pop here, be smart. Take it back to the start, like how I rest and rock him, use passion and heart.
So that was Dan Lesak vs Scroobius Pip with Fixed. Brilliant, brilliant track.
Yeah. Love it. You have to. It's just like the fact that it's using like that Dizzy beat, but also kind of commenting on the whole scene.
Although you like the Dizzy beats. You've used that in at least one of your mashups.
Oh, totally. It goes back to the big beat, the original loop, which Rick Rubin used for that 99 Problems thing as well.
Yeah. Yes, because I'm trying to think where I remember it from. Yeah, no, I do know that beat. This is a free for a big beat. It's a lovely track. But yeah, I love how they're fixing hip hop.
As best we can.
I mean, regulars on the show would know that. I think I've played that, and I played, of course, the De La Soul at the end of the Parkade mix, because that was a total Parkade track. It was every time we'd play a, especially when that album came out, it was like every week would be another Scroobius Pip and Dan Lesak track. Dan Lesak track, Dan Lesak track. And are you saying he's got a secret blog?
Well, there's a couple of sites, well, certainly Dan Lesak has, where he puts up lots of mixes, like you can go and get the XFM remix mix and a couple of others, where he puts a few exclusives in, a few cheeky bootlegs he's done.
I think I visited there and it's downloaded some mixes off him. It's very, very good, but also I didn't realise Scroobius also has. Well, I think I've stumbled across it by accident. It doesn't make it as a big thing, not as his MySpace. Their MySpace is all very public.
Yeah, it's kind of got this like weird network of MySpace and Facebook and then blogs, and if you can't find the right bit, you discover this stuff.
Do you think the internet is kind of like a really sort of going into interview mode here, but do you think the internet is actually really improved UK hip-hop for that regard? Because there's always MySpace. I mean, like Lethal Bizzle and people like that seem to have come from that sort of MySpace world.
I think in some respects you have to say yes, in that people are sort of talking and, you know, getting out there and making connections, so from that side it's good. But it's the, would you rather have a few people who really make the effort, or maybe a few more people, but maybe not with quite the same oomph when they come out. But I guess it's the same thing, you still have to have some control to sort of cherry pick the stuff you like and find out about it.
And you have to have some mad skills as well, obviously. But I've just noticed that you're like Bizzle was like name checking MySpace, and of course these Scroobius Pip and Dan Lesak do a lot of blogging, and they became big through their MySpace and XFM.
Yeah.
And XFM really doesn't have a big reach, because of course it's only on DAB, is it actually national, so it's like, yeah, a London station. So it's kind of interesting how it's spread, and of course now, I've seen video of them in America, and they're doing like Coachella and places like that. So they seem to be spreading to the US, and I was just wondering if they whether the internet is part of that.
Oh, I think they just had the advantage of a really good list track, but they had a lot of good material behind it as well. I think, you know, if you've got that one hook that'll draw people in, and then you can sort of give them a 1-2 of lots of good stuff behind it. I mean, for me, the thing with those guys is they're what hip-hop's actually about, which is, here's my unique voice and my unique take on the world. I'm not trying to be anyone else. I'm just being me and saying how I see the world. And then find your market that way, rather than being like people who are like being like everything else that's already out there.
Although I must say, yeah, it's been said before, he's like the clown Sage Francis there. He does have a bit of Sage Francis, a little bit of sage and thyme and rosemary, because I am the wicked herb mangler. Sorry, long story short, yeah, move on. But not herb in that way, I have to say. I've been mugging a lot of herbs from my local neighbourhood for my cooking. Yes, you see, I'm that hood. I have to go and steal herbs. But yeah, and so what did we have before then? I can't even remember.
It was The Sellout by Example.
Oh yes, that's what was one of your...
Yes, choice of mine for a few reasons. One, I just really like him as a rapper. I like his sort of style of punchline
and
rapping.
Again, humor in.
Yeah,
and it does seem like a lot of US hip hop is so serious.
Oh, totally. I mean, like, one of the things on his album is called You Can't Rap, You're White and Come From Fulham. Perfect. Yeah, but always turns it around and always has that extra twist on the story that you weren't expecting. But I think the particular interesting thing for me with that one is he's got this whole, ooh, don't sell out, do commercial stuff. And then he very recently released this mix called The Credit Munch, which is him doing an hour over electro beats.
Yeah,
and his new material's all that style, and a lot of people are going, oh, but you're selling out. So you almost wonder whether he sort of did it in disguise, sort of make it, I'm not selling out, but almost putting his toe in the water and warning people who were smart enough to listen, I'm going to do something different. You might tell me that I'm selling out, but I'm not really. So I kind of like the different angles that works from.
And do you think he is selling out?
I don't think he's selling out, but I can see how you might want to get a bit of preemptive defence in, because, you know, ooh, you're doing something different, and that seems to be something that doesn't seem hugely allowed in hip-hop circles. As an external observer, it seems to be, well, you know, it's got to be this speed and have this drum pattern and these samples, and anything outside that's not really allowed to work, which is, you know, a shame. And hopefully one of the things we show with this show is there are, with UK hip-hop, there's a lot of different, you know, mixes in the pot that are going on.
Well, there's a lot of different styles going on. There's a lot of different stuff that's happening. And that's what I like about UK rap. We're talking about the different flows during the songs, because we're all talking about these things, and it's like you're not hearing it, because we're talking about the totally different flow. I mean, grime has got a different flow. A lot of the UK rap has a different flow. It's just very different to UK hip-hop, US hip-hop, but a lot of people think it's the same because it's in the same language.
But no, you're right. It's bringing your own dialect and, you know, sort of your own terms in, and just using your accent to actually change the flow and do something different and unique.
It's also culture as well. I mean, I don't think. Well, we might play something with Roots Maneuvering later on, but it's. I always remember. It's a bit like the you know the Snoop Dogg track where he's now rapping on dubstep. It's one of those moments. When Roots Maneuver was talking about cheese on toast and a pint, it may sound really minor, but it was like.
Yeah, it's like yes, I can actually understand that. That's what I do.
Yeah, exactly. I can relate to it, and I think that's a big part of hip hop is what you can relate to culturally. And in this case, it was like, I can't believe someone's rapping about these things. And I think also it came to Tricky and the trip hop stuff, and we'll hear some of that later. Or actually, we might hear something now, actually, and think of what we're going to play. Oh, of course, there's the track before that, which I've totally blanked. You see, this is why I should always work from a playlist. Definitely. Because before the sellout was... not this Royce Rams. What did we play? Oh, of course we played Brain Dead, Stig of the Dump.
Yes, that's
of
right.
course. Which I forget what the full thing is. It's Stig of the Dump with someone else, isn't it? But it's basically a Stig of the Dump track.
Yeah.
And he is one of the best UK battle rappers. One of the funniest, but also one of the most evilest.
Yes, he's pretty much, there's no line or border he won't jump over with aplomb to win a battle.
I know, and that's the funny thing about him. It's just like, oh, you can't say that. He's like, you got your hands in front of you. No.
And he's just standing there grinning and going, give me the next beer. Let's go.
So it's kind of like the rap version of the sort of shouty man, isn't he? The shouty man.
Oh, totally. As I was saying sort of offline, he writes a column in Hip Hop Connection, which is always worth a read, because you're just like, I can't believe someone actually got that published in a sort of, you know, national publication. And it's always right. It's great stuff.
So I think I'll play. I know it's probably getting a little slightly more down tempo. Oh, actually, no, it's not really. Well, not in the BPMs, but it is really in style. Talking about trip hop, because of course, I think I got into the UK hip hop scene. I mean, it was kind of like bits here and there that you'd like, sort of hip house.
Yeah.
And we will definitely hear some Cookie Crews later, and that kind of stuff, which is proto mashup stuff. But you know, I think when I got seriously back into hip hop after sort of going more into the house and rave and jungle world, which has a little bit of MCing, was trip hop. And I know it's kind of a little bit of a dirty word nowadays in a way.
I never quite got why. It was almost, I think the media jumped on it a little bit too much, and then they got a bit embarrassed about how much they hyped it up. But it was a genuine UK sound that was a confluence of various influences that were going on in the UK.
Yeah.
And I don't think could have really emerged anywhere else. Well, and that's why I think it's, you know, very interesting.
I mean, certainly it's got that sort of low sub bass, and it's got the sort of soul influences. And
yeah, and it comes from sound system culture as well, and that gets thrown into the melting pot.
And the 70s, sort of the 70s sampling stuff, which of course you've got more with Portishead and that sort of thing. So I'm going to play a track called Five Man Army, and this is Massive Attack, especially as the bed's just finished.
A chance ride, people sound loud. Why should I hide? Only had a small taste, so what a waste. I quietly observe there is not much space. Bonament heavy, you know we're never even. People call me Tricky for a particular reason. I've got you saying, and I've got to let you know. See, rocking in your area, rock beneath your balcony. My baby just cares for me. Well, that's funny. Her touch tickles, especially on my tummy.
Now who's got the mic?
Now who's honey?
It's turbo and charge with a charge. I need a DGY wild bunch crew and large. Don't call me an officer, just call me a sergeant. Mashing up the country, town and also abroad. Plan to go to America when I get a visa card.
But getting a visa card nowadays isn't hard.
So keep your ears peeled, I'll listen to every card. Tokyo City's one place that we told. Four technique plus two mixer board. Sharper than a Wilkerson razor sword.
When I was a child, I played Sabudio 1. My table then, I graduate to Studio 1. Cause these my nom de plume, you know, the three's my pseudonym. And around my neck, you know, I wear the Sony Budokan. Indigo blue sugar, made in my own shoes. The people dancing in the shade for what they made, they can't lose. Yes, waxing lyrical, the time is not satirical. It's kind of spherical, so jam me in a circle. Resist the miracle, I'm at the point of selection.
So whether you're black or white or half caste in your complexion.
Yes, pull out your phone or plug and tuck you in your phony. It started by Marconi, resumed by Sony. The summary of wireless, history and only. By massive attack and only, explosione.
What's up, Ace? Yeah. Original South London Trooper. Black wine, live from the big smoke. Thames Link London connections. Watch the ride and watch the bus. It's like this and this and that all across the map. I chit chat with a UK black twang when I rap. Laying down facts like British real tracks. Cockney rhyming slangs and black conundrum dip as a dungeon. This is how we function in London. From New Cross to Piccadilly Circus. In tower blocks across the circuit. No surplus, no deficit. No more, no less. If it's south, east or north west. Or shred the wheat or east. From Old Kent Road to Ladbroke Grove.
I lay low, hand the most of my biz on my cellular dog and bowl. We pass through, elephant and castle. Take the back streets to save the hassle. When delivering a parcel over the bridge or through the tunnel, beyond the horizon where the skyscrapers meet the skyline. My eyes on the prize, not the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I want that bomber clock, no. So I could go uptown and spend the Queen's heads in the West End. Check some beans with my regiment. Lean from getting frank all weekend. Wrecking mics and collecting checks. It's that Rudy from the East End. Oi, it's tricky for the rude boys in London. Worldwide in suburbs and in the city dungeons. Bumpers and skis smacking up the high street. Never eat shredded meat. The devil's selfish. Oi, it's tricky for the rude boys in London. All sorts of suburbs and in the city dungeons. Bumpers and skis smacking up the high street. Never eat shredded meat.
I keep it proper with my accent, no play acting. Strictly UK blacks, Asian and Anglo-Saxons. Now hear what happens when I'm rapping. Peace to all the people in Clapham and all the barbers counting patterns. My visions of the streets, vividly rigid as a bullman's handcuffs. Painting pictures in rhymes like Van Gogh. I stand up, black like my afro. No dandruff, no head and shoulders. No beach, no rollers, keep your hands up directly. Travel cars get me from here to anywhere ever my destination is. Yeah, 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 get me sexy. Buffalocious beanies, up in my focus. They used to push a minute, but now they riding the locus. Bible bashers and crack smokers, purse snatchers and posers. Bull-headed braids walking around like Isaac Hayes, Black Moses. All focus with cold poking, your running noses looking hopeless. Take notice.
Oi, it's tricky for the rude boys in London. Worldwide in suburbs and in the city dungeons. Bumpers and skis smacking up the high street. Never eat shredded meat, the network's salvation. Oi, it's tricky for the rude boys in London. All sorts of suburbs and in the city dungeons. Bumpers and skis smacking up the high street. Never eat shredded meat.
Now if I ain't in Brixton, you might catch me up in Hackney. I'm Ridley Rose, scoping all the girls in the jungle clothes. Moschinos, Versace's and Polo. Men in police shirts with Ralph Lauren labels buying their bagels. Then I head up north to Seven Sisters. See Muslims doing business. Jehovah Witnesses giving our leaflets. It's an everyday routine. You get my meaning. Steaming, rubbing and stealing in West England. Champagne bubbling from London to Dublin. Modeling, I merchandise for sovereigns up in Scotland. Coming through like a British rail train. Black twang holds it up for the domain. You know me?
Dead work, not the S-E-A. I rule by you know, living up your state. Dead work, not the S-E-A. Black twang crew, we got to lick up your game. Oi, it's tricky for the rude boys in London. Worldwide in suburbs and in the city dungeons. Bumpers and skis smacking up the high street. Never eat shredded wheat. The network's salvation. Oi, it's tricky for the rude boys in London. All sorts of suburbs and in the city dungeons. Bumpers and skis smacking up the high street. Never eat shredded wheat. In network's salvation. Oi, it's tricky for the rude boys in London. Worldwide in suburbs and in the city dungeons. Bumpers and skis smacking up the high street. Never eat shredded wheat. Suburbs and in the city dungeons. Bumpers and skis smacking up the high street. Never eat shredded meat. The network's our base.
Mind the gap, old chap. Ha, ha, and clear up the doors. It's the hardcore coming through. Ha, black swag and that Lucas in your area. Ha, that works out, hey. The brand new, brand new.
If you do not understand or speak English very well, you may bring an interpreter with you.
This is the kind of record I have always wanted to make available.
quick word about braking. Practice firm braking on coarse surfaces and gentle braking where the surface is slippery or extra smooth. Braking should be 75% of speed and 25% control. Don't brake so hard that you go out of control. It may look all right, but don't go mad. And you'll be able to incorporate it in your braking.
So that was English Lesson by DJ Format. Very, very good. And that was a bit of a comment on the next train to Nottingham, Detwick Southeast by Black Twang.
Black Twang.
That's one of your choices?
Yes.
Or both your choices?
Yes. So certainly that Black Twang one I heard years ago at a club, and I was like, I need this in my life, and then found out the album never got officially released.
When did you get released?
I believe it was just loads of unclear samples. So I think they released sort of like the promo copies, so there's about 400 out there. So it was just like years of digging around and finding a copy of it. And then apparently the next album came out and the company folded, so... It was quite a bad look.
It's the kiss of death. It really
is. He finally got an album out about 97, I think, which is pretty good. But it's just, I love Don't Work So Feast because it's just that whole, I'm just going to name check loads of, not the tourist places, but the sort of places where if you're just living in London, you go to.
Yes. Keeping it real, railway style.
Yeah. And then, as you were saying, DJ formats, showing that it's not just Double D and Steinsky, you can do the cut up style tracks as well.
And he's out of Brighton.
Comes out of Brighton, yeah. Got a couple of his own albums, normally with Canadian rappers. Lots of good abdominal stuff.
I've got one of his albums, and it's got a remix of Wings Last on it. But my favourite one of his is Ill Culinary Behaviour, where he's talking about making a hip hop track, but it's not totally original. But it's like, you know, it's all using stuff about cooking a meal. And it just takes the metaphor to 11.
Yes, I'd also recommend the hit song for a similar thing. More meanings of the word hit and rhymes for the word hit in 3 minutes than you can shake a forest at.
And then before that we had, was it Massive Attack?
Yep.
Yes, Five Men Army, which always goes on a bit long. I love it. I love it greatly. It's got some really good rap. I was really sort of jiggling along with that.
Sort of nodding.
Nodding, yeah, in a hip-hop style to that track. But it's a good one, and you can hear that sort of bass dancehall sort of background to the whole thing. You know, it's like there is that sort of sound.
And then as you're saying, the offbeat reggae stabs kicking in.
Which I was sort of jiggling along to, like, ding, 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 and then they go away, and it's like, come back. but yeah, I love the production. Mass Attack went a bit up their own arse after the next album, after Protection.
Well, I think they kept losing people, didn't they? So there were less people contributing ideas, and I think the whole beauty of Massive Attack was it was kind of an ongoing musical argument between people who didn't really agree with each other, and that's why it worked. Because when they found something they all liked, it was absolutely top notch stuff.
Yeah, because you've got Danny G who's rapping on that, and also 3D who stayed on. But then there was Mushroom who left.
Yeah.
And he was the soul boy. He was really into his soul. When you hear stuff like Lately and and off probably Unfinished Sympathy off the first album, that's him. I think that's him. The whole sort of gangster synth, what became gangster sort of sampling 70s synths. I think he was the one really into that, and that's why they changed direction. Which is a shame, because I love that part of the fact they were mixing. It was kind of a mashup thing, mixing sort of all of the things together. But yes, what are we playing next? What are we going to play next? Should we go for the pop?
Yes, I think it's Pop O'Clock.
Yeah, Pop O'Clock. We're talking about sort of mashups and things like that. This is definitely a proto mashup. This mixes Kraftwerk. This mixes Edwin Starr. Oh, slowing down. And it also, yes, Edwin Miles, Kraftwerk, and the Cookies.
Keep going. bring you something different.
The only rhyme that bites, the pet will I attack the mic. Demon rhymes like a script from Fright Night. Look like a poet, designed like a sculpture. Come from steel, cause strength is my culture. Step in my clip, automatic, fully loaded. Lyrics that land their beats, my component. Put together like a 10-foot sledgehammer. Rock the 24 track like an earth tremor. Now I'm equipped, suit up to the front seat. It's in my limits with a rhyme and a firm belief that I'm unstoppable, two punks up like cannibals. Don't like what I say, who this to me for liable. And step it up to a cancer like a stallion. My boy's saddled in the chest is battalion. Now you heard, you're not that tight. The drums rumble and you know the rap fight. The only rap that fight. The only rap that fight. In my books, they beat like bricks and I'm kicking. Bass so sharp, take your head off. And I'll lay down the cut, rewind and hurt. Now do you think because a beat drop will kick? But the overload is too much to handle. Volume increases as I dismantle. I pack jams like a party in a tin can. Leave you chill like a fridge in a meat van. You get the urge like a surge of adrenaline. Lose your mind cause you know there's never been a pale-faced lover of the 90s. The governor, though you caught it, just might not recover. Now you know, the rhyme's unbelievable. The blood pumps and my punches do not pull. Cause I'm the damn with 5% high blood. With an attitude, stop bones and heads at the hit of a few. They hit rhymes out like steel trucks. You dig through it like the point of a meat hook. Roll the gear like a concrete baseball. Make noise like a battle in a purple. The only round that bites. The only round that bites. Get it to me. I'm a human funk box, and I commence with the gear change. First the four plus pumps into grass stains. These my belief, sounds my religion. Cause they change the tunes, it's originality. So don't follow me, it gets hard, my funky brutality. Put it on the mic, a fight, make the sight right. Leave it chill, cause cool is my blood type. Not from the waist, release with the hip thrust. Rock the rest and loosen the body rust. I make you glide, ride like a low tide. But who gets ready for what I provide? Cause I'm a man, cue me in a house demo. Rough and ready, but look good for the camera. Not understanding what you see is what you get. I'm 19 and classed in my own set. Tunes connect perfect up to the sound check you got. It's written, revised, becomes correct. The race is on for the title, so come on. Run from place, just collect the corn. Come across with vibrance, especially when silence comes to a room, I tune a cappella boom. I'm the baddest, my rhyme is the warhead. No rap too bad, it's just too dead. The only round that bites. Release a lever, make it clever, fill in with error. Insult me and direct it to take a header into a set pit. Now I eat it, perfect time like a warrior's car trip. I push you out, shuffle, then deck you. Run it on them, brrrr, mill you. Spread your ass all over the felt. Skin you clean like a buffalo pelt. You melt with the heat, cat switching up the static. Buffalo rapper, confusion, my tactic. Ain't no one but Fusato for breadheads. You don't rhyme in time, they just waffle instead. Those who can't funk, why don't funk off? Get on my tips, the rap six is real close. Instead of hip-hop, make hip-hop the real thing. Merge your space and a beat that swing. I'm devastating, I got chow in the making. What you hear is a leaf, the style of conversation. T for Terminator, U for Undertaker, and Annihilator. E for Educator, F for Sadistic. Now what you think of it? Just play the music. The only round that bites. The only round that bites. Just play the music. Just play the music. Just play the music and the walls will tumble down.
Nonchalant on the mic, in front of the decks. Coming correct, it's the K-I-double-S. Anne-Marie,
yeah, that's me.
Kiss AMC from the North, you pop
it. We go out every night and we do what we like. Out of my guts, you give your night.
You go out to parties, we don't go to blues.
You throw the party and we'll drink the booze. We're partners in rhyme.
I rewind all the time, we thrive and challenge and suckers decline. Kiss AMC,
we hang on the North side.
North you, the hardcore side.
We'll keep to ours,
you keep to your side.
Unless you wanna come around and check out the raw side. Don't try to kiss AMC.
I said, hey babe, take a walk on the raw side. I said, hey sugar, take a walk on the raw side.
Ah.
said, hey sugar, take a walk on the raw side.
Break up bus.
Don't move your lips.
Don't move your lips.
We can't.
stress. I feel sex, so I held your calendar address. And then she says I was the best, so rest contest. And you were left cutting under your breath, Jeff's a bastard. But I'm not giving a rush, you're in a slow lane. While I live in a fast, you're in a past as you mask up your tongue from a gangster, you fucking wanker. Why do you talk like a Yankee yet in a dream world? What I mean is a fantasy, I get read girls. All you get is the blankety blank business. Because you do not shock out the bonomite. A sodomite creature is your main feature. You need to treat your wound with the dettol. Leukocytes for the girl like the abandon. The girls who rant and rave because they know that we do not ramp on stage. And when we come off of the stage, we get the coots with ease. While you go down on your knees saying pretty please to a Fräulein. A Fräulein said nine and jump on mine. May get me right for shine, that's why.
So that was Jump Around by the London Posse. And then before that, oh, do you want to talk about that? That's one of your choices. Right, zoom
just,
on.
Just another great early to sort of mid-90s London with a little bit more of like the dancehall ragga flavour coming in, you know,
probably. Some very, very good beats in there.
Absolutely. Very I'm good a bit of a complete fiend for a decent drum beat on these things. So
and trumpets, it seems. You like your trumpets and your horn breaks.
I it has to be said, on the American side, I'm a fan of the Three Ps, Prince Paul, DJ Premier and Pete Rock, and they're all about good beats and trumpets. So.
Oh, of course. Pete, was it one of them that did the... someone else did the 900 number.
No, it's Mark 45 King.
Mark 45
did that.
King.
But that sort of style of, like, you know, rolling breaks and some parpy trumpets good... make me grin.
Pop.
Oh, yes.
And then the track before that was actually something I found again today. I was going to play the Ruthless Rap Assassins because I remembered it very well. But it's from a great compilation called Manchester Much to Answer For. Get it right. And it's on Strange Fruit Records. And I actually bought it because it's got all of these like new fads and people like that on there, and all these kind of like early sort of Manchester sort of most sometimes sort of jangly type people on there, and The Fall is on there, and then at the end they tack on some Manchester rap. So they've got the two tracks I've played are the Ruthless Rap Assassins, which is very good, and this Kid MC track, which is called Raw Side, and you try and Google them, nothing. You try and soul seek them, nothing. And obviously, from the content of the track, there's no way they could ever release that. Mr. Lou Reed would have sued like crazy. I mean, the same thing happened with Tribe Called Quest. Because did you know he took 100% royalties for Can I Kick It?
It doesn't surprise me at all. Cause it's a little bit of a blatant one, isn't it?
Yeah. But... well, just for a bass line, though, that's a bit extreme. Yeah. I mean, so well, if I ever meet Mr. Reed, I'm going to say to him, oh, I really like that, you know, Can I Kick It track. That lyric was brilliant. He'll go... what? I said, but you wrote it, because it says Lou Reed.
Yeah, so you're taking a mini for it, so take some responsibility.
I know. And then before that, I know we had the cookies at the start.
And then it was, 808 State and MC
Tunes. Oh, yes, how could we forget MC Tunes? Oh, we can't. No, brilliant.
Truly, well, that was one of those tracks where I remember the first time I heard that back in the day, making me show my age. But it was just like, you know, it was a proper pick-up, jaw-off-floor moment. It was like, wow. everything about it, from the intro with the ones who brought you all the way through. It's like I still know all the lyrics to that to this day. It's ridiculous.
Well, this definitely was one of those sort of sequels, because the way it says, you know, it uses the bit of Pacific State and then it does the bit of I think it's the other track they had. MC Tunes, Splits the Atom.
Yeah,
did release just before as a single, and so it has this little almost like sort of like, oh, this is a sequel, and I love that. And of course, we've got the big country and all the Western sort of bits coming in. So I love that.
And just like 808 State showing off how damn good they are at what they do.
And they are disgustingly good at what they do. And actually, aren't they reforming or something? I know Thingy's still working. They've got the Graham's still going, isn't he?
Oh yeah, he's got some solo stuff. I mean, there's like some underwater theme for his last album that came out last year.
And he was working with, because I played them on the show, he was working with Sisters of Transistors.
Yes, yes.
Because you're all dressed up as monks, and he was their drummer. That was bizarre. And he's actually, he was like, I'm not in the video, and he's actually there for about one frame. You can see him. Oh, that's Graham. That's Graham Massey. But yeah. So he's being very undercover, it seems, in a way.
Yeah, and then I'll say Mr. Tunes himself went on to be in the Dust Junkies.
Yes,
yes. Although sadly, I think best known for contributing a sample to one of the Fatboy Slim's albums.
Yeah, and I forgot to talk about the fact that earlier played Ruthless Rap Assassins. Of course, that everyone was going who, from that same Peel Sessions CD, and he went on to become Kermit. Or he was Kermit, who was actually in Black Grape. So he worked with Mr. Sean Ryder.
Yeah, so as I was saying to you before. One of the few things I really agreed with that the NME said was he's one of the true, so you know, original, like UK style rappers in terms of, you know, delivery, content, style, approach, flair, look, everything is just. I think Black Grape are one of those. The first album Black Grape did was just one of those great albums that, well, you know, like there were bits from elsewhere, but really it was just, where did that come from?
It couldn't have been produced anywhere else. I mean, it's got that. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, someone did, they called it some like UK bass. It's that sub bass. I think it might be Simon Reynolds talked about this. The fact there is this sub bass thing, which comes from obviously from the dance halls, which is where originally MCing and DJing comes from. But that sort of sub bass, which goes into jungle, it goes into trip hop, it goes into all of these, and grime, and now dubstep. And it's a very UK thing. And Black Grape had that, but then they had the samples at the top, and then they brought in the guitars.
Absolutely.
And so it's like they were melding of the two. And also, of course, Happy Mondays is on the. This should be called the Manchester So Much Fans for sort of promotion podcast. You don't get it anymore. But it's he's actually Happy Mondays. Mad Cyril's on here as well. So it's irony is that they were doing Peel Sessions, but they didn't know each other at the time, and later they worked together. Such is the incestuousness of the Manchester music scene. But yeah, and of course before that was Cookie Crew. Yes, we love them. And Got to Keep On, which, like Only Rhyme That Bites, is a proto mashup. As I said before, it's got all these things together. And along with You Got the Love, that was probably my first experience of mashup culture. And I loved that, and I think I didn't know the Admin Star. I didn't spot the Kraftwerk at the time, because I was a massive Kraftwerk fan. And later on I found out about where they got the 25 Miles Admin Star.
But that's always the fun with these things, is when you think you know everything about a track, and then a couple of years later you're like, oh, wait a minute.
That's where
that
from.
Come from? And it's... get a quick US example, and De La Soul's Three's the Magic Number. Yeah. And not realising for years that the drum beat was from Double Dean Steinsky's Lesson 3.
Yep.
And it was so obvious, it was staring me in the face, and it was like, suddenly I heard it and went, oh, of course. That's where it's from.
My favourite,
facepalm moment.
My favourite one of those, of course, is, there's two of them, is Steely Dan, Peg, which again is De La Soul.
Yeah.
I heard it, and I was like, oh, that's what... I was like, they were sampling Steely Dan? And then the weirdest one is What a Waste by Ian Dury, which everyone knows. They know from the original track that sort of intro. But it's the idea of these sort of black kids from in New York?
Well, yeah, Long Island.
Sampling Ian Dury, which is just like, what? Well, it's like I mentioned that before, the Snoop Dogg Millionaire. It's just crazy. Like, Snoop Dogg is actually on the Chase and Status track. We won't play some Chase and Status in a bit, actually. But it's actually a Bollywood... So it's Bollywood song, originally, sampled by Chase and Status, which becomes a dubstep theme, my favourite track of last year when we played on the show, Eastern Jam. Then Snoop Dogg comes along... then Slumdog Millionaire comes along. Then... obviously Snoop Dogg thinks, oh, I'm going to jump on this bandwagon, does a rap with the Wild, it's Wild Animals they're called, using the Chase and Status track, then brings in the woman who does the Bollywood stuff on Slumdog to sing about Snoop Dogg. This is like, yeah, 6 degrees of separation. It's like,
what?
What? I mean, it's, and these kind of things, like no, no.
It's, but it's good, crazy, though. It's this whole cross-pollination is what you want. It's, yes, like, let's do something new and exciting and put different people's spins on stuff.
Well, I mean, that's what I found interesting about that, because, of course, Chase and Status, UK,
yeah,
and I think it's probably, we need to play that track next. I think,
yes,
we have
that's
to.
Or, eminently good
or
idea.
Or were we going to lead in from something else? I can't remember.
I don't know, we'll go with that.
But certainly, it's one of these things that they're UK, Kano's UK, but and then it's going off to the US, which is unusual, via India.
Yeah.
And of course, a British film. This is crazy. This is crazy, isn't it? So this is Against All Odds, which is, I mean, you think Chase and Status, you think drum and bass, dubstep, heavy. And of course, they did probably one of the most funkiest hip-hop tracks of last year.
Absolutely.
And my album of last year. I love this album a lot, More Than Words. Or more than a lot. More than not, get it right. I'm mixing it with Extreme, obviously.
Chase and Status. I was raised in a city. I will not lose. Look, I was raised in a city with no heart, where there's no heart. Stepping when it comes to me getting at no fart. Yes. I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler. Raised on a battlefield, born as a sufferer. Before I had a deal, I was still stacking bills. Get punk, sell food to the customers. Now I get love crews in the back of the S-Class. Them can't move like that, you know. I come from where man were done, there for hardly nothing. You can see it in the news, I'm hardly fronting. Got kids with guns in the heart of London. Bulletproof vests like half a hundred. That's no actors and actresses. Gully round here, niggas snatching them straps and mattresses. Soon as you exit that stage, you might see who is getting in trouble. That's how it's always been. How can you win? How can you win? How can you win? How can you win? I was raised in a city when they was out blazing a Philly. I was on the 5 bus chasing the titties. The back of the class on new bras with a stiffy. Tanisha, Tessa, Leslie and Richie. Look, it's a cocoa world. Gangsters living in a popo world. So I've been cocoa with a go-go girl. Escaping reality I know so well. But when you're a kid you don't know no better. Boys find trouble trying to find that cheddar. Money breeds envy, mind gets set up. When pockets get empty, niggas get jealous. Killer done told them, boy, people fed up. Added in water, stretching that ketchup from south of the border. Northwest to east, it's got around here. Gotta see it to believe it. Who is getting in trouble? That's how it's always been. How can you win? How can you win? How can you win? How can you win? Let me tell you something. Look, look, maybe just because I'm a Londoner, that I love London town, but London's foul. London's a merry-go-round, a cycle of life full of ups and downs. Cause up till now, we ain't never won with the odds against us. The million to one, see those winters messy, but it gets silly in the sun. No fight to draw, the 9 million is done. How can I win? How can I win? How can I win? Jason Status, K.A.
A jungleist hip hopper, a quick shotter. And all them gals only want me for the big cocker. You know I only want them gals for the big knocker. I was hungry but I only had a big whopper. That's why I'm tryna make some money like a big sucker. Man the money man don't want a big chopper. Man the money man so forget copper. You ain't a flosser, you man a big tosser. You little bosser, it's time to meet the big bosser. A whole a piece and a half of a one slusher. All my beans in the dance will be much posher. Man, I still chopper. You man, I'm losing it. I'm doing it like Big Popper. That's why you hunt ya. The furthermore, I will pop ya. You hear the sound on my TikToker.
My golden egg.
hip-hop. I know the gal I'm only need me for a little nip-hop. You little minger, you running like the left winger. That's why I'm trying to make my money like the best singer. Don't take the piss up, you gal a big fishy kipper. You know the skipper, I'm putting pressure on the ticker. The gal a guan like Cinderella with the left slipper. You know the skipper's only in her if the breast bigger. The chest bigger, we sipping on the best liquor. And after that we go relaxing with a set spliffer. Yes, skipper, you know that you're the best. For the north, east, south and the west. Yeah. I skip a shabba dealing with the matter. You man a sounding kinda knack knack, a really whacker. I'm old school like knack knack, chippy capper. You cheeky rapper, you tryna be a speedy rapper. That's why I'm dealing with the matter when you see me rapper. A black rapper, a worldwide backpacker. I ain't lying, wanna find me by a sat napper. A true dapper, a move like computer hacker. You get moved to your bruises, a blue and blacker. Keep cool, blow a fuse, I'ma do the latter. I can put you on the news if you choose rapper. I slew rapper, I sound like a new rapper. In 96 I never said that I could do rapper. In 96 I never said that I can do racker. It's the return of the Jedi, the true backer. Hey, yo. No,
Doomsday of Rap by Hijack, which is one of yours.
Absolutely. Hijack, who were very connected in the day with Ice-T Syndicate crew, and actually sold a fair few over there because they got that really big, raw sound and had a really good look about them.
Well, they've got kind of... they've also got that, because you were saying the DJ probably learnt from Terminator X.
Well, I can't quite remember, he either did or was very, very influenced by him. He's got that sound,
doesn't he? You can hear, it's got that layered sound, multiple break beats going on and lots of things going on. In fact, it's actually not as dense as... Because I'm always surprised when I hear a Public Enemy track. It's so much dense, you're thinking, this really is about to fall apart any second. It doesn't.
No.
It just gets to that point where, like, you can hear it slightly creaking and it's sort of just... and
Bomb Squad were a little bit special that way.
Yeah, I know. So let's just patch it together with lots of gaffer tape and just about creaked through. I love Public Enemy. I love them for that as well. But they're a nightmare to ever mix into anything because of that very reason. I like that. I didn't know about Hijack until you sent it over. They're probably one of those, a bit like Genocide, their own rave. They're one of those kind of like secret people, I think.
Yeah, again, trying to track their material down is quite tricky. They've got like the one album, and which got some really interesting samples, like there's some Deep Purple in there on the intro track.
Whoa.
And just loops up. And then they've got one follow-up EP, I think, and that was about their lot. But well worth tracking down, because it's all that sort of big Public Enemy sort of noise.
Yeah. We like that. We like that a lot. And then before that, we had Silver Bullets,
Bullet,
which is spelled either S-I-L-V-E-R or sometimes later on S-I-L-V-A-H, get it right. But usually I think Silver Bullet. But yeah, whatever happened to him? That was... what was that again? 20 Seconds to Comply, Final Conflict Mix from Deep Heat 5. So that's why I hadn't got any bass, children. Because that's the problem with those CDs. I was actually off a CD. It was off an early CD. I collect early Deep Heat. And I love that. And I remember at the time, and he did Bring Forth the Guillotine, which is, you ever thought, you're doing that shouty thing again.
It's sort of, it's like a frantic beat with a big boomy hook.
And him nagging at you like some evil preacher. And then nothing.
It just seemed to go dead.
It's really sad because he was I have dropped that out and it has worked really well.
It is one of those ones you keep in the emergency pile where if you've got the right floor, you know if it's ebbing a bit, pull that out and suddenly you're back on.
Yeah, certainly late night, a bit drunken. Yeah. And the other one that's like that is Street Tough, which I have to say is one of the few times I've actually had requests up from before. And I was like, I like you.
Yeah.
Can I marry you? I'm like, please. It was a woman. Well, I wouldn't really obviously do that, but it was, it was an eclectic kettle. And she said, I think I talked about it on the podcast before, but she just went, and it happened to be one of the only times someone's actually asked for something at the perfect time when it was at the perfect tempo. And I'd already I'd already had the CD and I was racking up another one of the tracks in later on, like two tracks from there anyway. Yeah. And I went,
we'll do that.
I've actually got the CD here.
It's like the stars are in the line.
I know. I was freaking out because always, and you probably find this, the quests are always fucking weird at the wrong. Yeah. Like, you either played it earlier or you were about to play it, so I'm not against it, or you're saying, can you play something that's 150 and you've suddenly gone up to, you're actually 110 or something.
Yeah, or like, you know, you're playing some breaks and ask for some Bob Dylan, and you're like, maybe no.
I've got any R&B.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. And Street Tough is brilliant, and you might hear some Rebel MC later. But yeah, so certainly that's one of those tracks you can just drop. And I think Silver Bullet is the same, and I say, oh, I don't know what happened to him. And then what did we play before that?
That was Skibbity Ticker.
Oh yes, that was your choice.
Well, one of mine. I just this is originally a guy who was in the whole drum and bass and sea world, and then decided he was going to do a rather nice jump up hip hop record, and that was it. And it's just like every time I hear that, big goofy grin comes on the face as floor starts bouncing as
yes,
one.
Yes, yes.
And
definitely.
I was like, what's not to love about that? Really?
Because we were talking about that, but while it was on, about the fact that. There seems to be a lot more cross-pollination, especially in hip-hop, but also dubstep, drum and bass, grime, and hip-hop.
Yeah.
So you've got Kano working with Chase and Status, you've got Snoop Dogg, obviously, you know, and the dubstep thing. And it's all happening, and that's nice. It's a very good thing to happen, I think.
Absolutely. And then you got stuff like Plan B with Paul Epworth doing sort of some really weird beats, and then Kano having Epworth producing a rock guitar track for him to rhyme over.
And of course you've got Lethal Bizzle sampling, you know, like punk, and also working with wasn't he working with Indie Group, was it not the Gallows, whatever they were called, but yeah, he was working with Indie Groups as well.
Yeah, and again
Nash, he'd like that.
Hooked him with the whole Akira the Don scene with him sort of looping up stuff like Shampoo and Blur and Elastica and Menswear.
Funny you should mention Akira the Don. Maybe we should play him next.
Okay, we'll go with that. But again, obviously Touch is a bit of a sort of, you know, good nerve for me, being from my hometown of Walsall and doing the whole rap thing with a bit of, again, much like Example, getting that sort of different perspective and a bit of sense of humour and a different way of looking and different way of telling a story. And again, I just like that whole thing about the UK scene at the moment. Very exciting, and just going, let's try new ideas.
Yeah, and certainly it's interesting to see them move over to the US, or start to move over to the US. I mean, I think Scooby's Pip and obviously Chase and Status starting to get. Certainly, if that Snoop Dogg track does go big, then it's going to be such a big thing for Chase and Status, because their name is attached to it. And suddenly it would be weird if they suddenly started doing that, because I mean, obviously the kind of track we played is very good hip hop production. So if they do a Mark Ronson in reverse, right? He was British that went over to America. If they do the reverse,
well, that's the thing, because I mean, if you think about it, like drum and bass is one of the most technically high production quality genres on the planet, and I think, you know, what they were doing with the Apache break in that one we were playing is just wow, sounds very clean and very big.
That was a bit of an Apache section, because we started off with Against All Odds, which sadly didn't feature Phil Collins on that.
Tell me about your next bootleg idea.
No, I've tried it. It's wrong temper. No, I don't think I have, actually, but no, I think it is wrong temper. Featuring Kano. And did we have one in the middle? I've forgotten. No, that was it.
Those four.
Yeah. So
but we finished off with another Apache riff
in the hijack. So, yeah. It was an Apache section. So, yes, and we do like our Apache break, definitely. And that was Incredible Bongo Band, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the Michael Viner's Incredible Bongo Band version that was used in both of those.
And I actually have a really, really bad version, which is by Hot Butter, which I will inflict on someone at some point, because it's actually quite funky, and it's got a funky Apache-ness, but it's also got that Stuck in a Lift with Stephen Fry while the music is playing kind of quality to it as well. Which is, you know, Hot Butter deliver on both fronts, really, in that track.
It's the gift that keeps on
giving. It's funky and evil. It's funky, evil music, yeah. Whereas some of that stuff is just evil music you can't play anywhere. Skokian and that one is, and of course, Popcorn, no one knows them from. Yes, the gifts that come, the evil gifts that keep on giving, definitely. So yes, I will play Akira the Don, and you're saying he's, because of course that's got the Metallica sort of thing on the front. He seems to be, is he sampling a lot of Metallica and stuff like that? And
well, it's just one of his big things he seems to be into is going back to mid-90s and pulling out sort of pop hits like Shampoo. Very into his Britpop, so you know you're hearing a bit of Elastica stuff. He does, you know, I think there's a range of about 15 different mixtapes he's done, and he'll just throw in stuff like that, and there'll be bits where he's collaborating with Marvin the Martian and doing some.
Because he always struck me as a bit like because is MF Doom? Is he? He's American, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a bit like our MF Doom, except with more irony.
Yeah, but I mean, certainly there's the whole sort of comic referencing going on and sort of very sort of elliptical lyrics coming from some very odd places but kind of working, which I like.
Yes, we will hear it. This is the drinking song.
I would find myself in a skip, covered a zick at 6 in the morning, boring, wandering around like a tramp, dank, stank, also cuts and bruises on my torso, sort like that fella at the ginger man, but also, although I couldn't afford it, pissed as a lord, it's far from glamorous, especially when you're amorous, ain't nothing quite
narcissistic,
non-committal,
tippleated,
nibbling baby flashbacks,
out that swag,
terror and guilt being devoured by your crook, plus you and her need to dress and take stock of the mess, things look less orange in the daylight, make light of the situation, engage her in conversation, pondering the relative merits of your efforts at oblique penetration.
Drinking song, that's a drinking song.
Boozing, oozing toxins. Do we find something to sink a cox in?
You're looking in the drink.
We'll get to boxing, foxing cops with rocks and wrestling, contesting
over what?
Over bonnets, the pavement, singing sonnets in the middle of the road. Vomit in the middle of the road. Vomit in the middle of the road. Go home, take a piddle in the middle of your abode on the carpet. Next day, feel like you cocked it, eroded your best brain load. And there's takeaway on thee like Morton Harkett. When I got a bike and parked it, wet in the middle of your brain. That shit's lame. Pain, push your skin, edge your booze, you're losing, you all wanna be missed. I was spending over half my annual income on intoxicants, so I don't stop at once, I haven't had a drop since June. Mostly I smoke weed and write tunes up in this room, and that don't mean I won't drink soon, maybe I will, if someone can pay me the bill. Cause while the health and the monetary benefits are great, it's that people don't relate to me, and I live in this country. Getting lashed with the lads is fun, see. I'm not down on boozers, I'm down on booze abusers. Like I said, see, the English need the stuff to socialise, to interact, which might sound whack, but that's what's on without booze. Most to use wouldn't have ever been born.
To the top, let me come again. Life, living with goodness. Destroy and erase all the badness. One nation, move to the groove. Join hands in your ones and twos. We are one, the human race. Make this world a better place. I bring. If you know them, then join in. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Yes, it's the rep coming in well strong with the words of an old-time song. Loop the break and heavy on the bass. Make this world a better place.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
cease. I'm on a one-way ticket to freedom. All aboard, we're soon leaving. Watch your soul, so show your reek. Color of a man is only skin deep. All together we'll win this race. Make this world a better place. As I reset the Atari, save the world from nuclear destruction. We've gotta keep it for the next generation. Understand, help your brother man. We can make it work, yes we can. It's a dream I'm gonna chase. Make this world a better place.
Into the place like,
hey!
Where the party at? Gnarly cat, I pop tequila through my cardiac. I got some whiskey in my party pack. Where the glass is at? Matter of fact, I'm feeling frisky where the arse is at.
Yeah.
I'm feeling this because the arse is fat. You think she likes it from the back? Can I ask her that?
Hell no!
Better not, man. Essa's not that slick. Getting off that quick. A rabbit out a hat trick. Magic. And I can't perform miracles. She ain't Debbie McGee. And I ain't no Paul Daniels. Let's bubble and bounce to the funkiest sound so we can monkey around. Just like apes for all animals. King of the swingers, jungle VIP. Me, YG. Searching for the PYT so I can wind up. Grind up, get right behind her and bounce. Like a tiger, it's time to pounce. They call me Nico.
Bienvenido, que rico.
Suave.
Donde chico latino.
The pussy is too pricey, pass the vino. And let's get lively, my people.
Let me see your hands in the air.
Throw them up now.
I said, let me see your hands in the air.
I wanna see
them. Come on, let me see your hands in the air.
A little higher now, Cool me, young gun, Essa, the caramel fella, light skin Brenner, call me Cafe Con Crema. Real sharp shooter, not a scatterbomb, vagabond brother. This is carry on, champion lover. Better fit blonde chick, but a one hit wonder. Tick one, this made my long dick longer. Lusty, busty, shameless flirt, they called her Dusty. Must be cause her name was Dirt.
So bye bye.
I met this girl by the name of Corey. She said I made her horny. I said then let me see you shake it for me. She said she's tired of these fellas with the same old story. She said the lines that they were telling her. We're lame and corny. I said relax, Corey. Cause matter of fact, Corey, I guarantee you I'll be more than satisfactory. I got her dancing for me. She said she can't ignore me. That's only half the story. Cause surely you know they call me Nico.
Bienvenido, que rico.
Father,
I'm Dr. Chico Latino.
Cavorsier is too pricey. Pass the vino. And let's get lively, my people.
Let me see your hands in the air.
Right, wave them. Black, white, Asian. Act like ape men and ape women. This is your chance to link and dance and drink all night till your armpits stink. Cause we're bringing some heart to this uptight business. We'll rip it apart and sew it up like stitches.
This is
the sound of the most fantastic, so damn classic.
Whoa,
that's that kid
Nico.
Bienvenido, que rico. Don Chico Latino. Cavorsier's too pricey, pass the vino. And let's get lively, my people.
Let me see your hands in the air.
Throw them up now.
I said, let me see your hands in the air.
I wanna see
them. Come on, let me see your hands in the air.
A little higher now.
Lover, yes. Coasting in 10 times the speed of light. Our captain is none of them just coming to bed. And who am I? Yeah. Little something called the Joss. The Joss, Joss. Well, easy rider, fluid less, stinky pot tempo, scuffed up, roughed up, minimal maniac-y. Back out of them basics, words to groove, groove to word. Sit back, we observe, we write books like study. Smith who, messy money, put down the caffeine for taekwondo. Slow-mo maneuver, new brand and groove, smash up on TV. Yeah, look up brain food, woe is I, original, subversive spy. Took that weekly money and I told no lie. Your honor, most truly it was all for the cause. For weeks on end, we sitting round this mixing board with this need for liquor. Rhythms them are junky, what's up in that place now? Who named Spunky? Just, hey, yeah, yeah. Pack living, switch mental one monster loony. With my tunable choo-choo chain, noontime tuning. Scruffing on the kitchen and no fish do fry. Pick it please, who can, sir? Pick out those ice ain't off too sharp. Well, protein blast. Got them type of style that put your nigga in that one past the cost. So who's sending deep blue nutrition? Feed that structure. Game pole position from we hope to we wish. Wish to we hope. Reality bites and I run snatch the soap. Within a split second it was there to see them. Technicolor options there before we. Replenish with cheese, sundown, we way free. Dub terrorists with this activity. Switching up procedure, downside up. How the hell is it we looking at this half full cup? Just, them dudes don't know me, and I don't know them dudes. We could waste our time being boasty and rude. Resign to the fact, leave the world to the world. See our own thing in that 10-foot stone of John Crow. Gang so hard that we booze up big toe. Gang so hard that we booze up big. Yeah, Gavin. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We pop that mime, sketch that rhyme. Lean in pizza, cookie design. We sing it over landline to good speeds of mind. Yeah, we spread the news, diffuse the whole 10. Tone up in the place, I was saved by the golden pen. Close your eyes and see the sunrise. Dip, dip and fry. So socialize is imagine it. Yeah, yeah. Grub the teeth, grabbing it original. Wholesome, holy God. Eyes like us do, no I starve. The people over there, they my cursing cars. They won't come run up and kick mentor boss. Can't stand pain, can't stand shame. I be one for cover. Who can I call my brother? Who can I call my sis? Most people they take the piss, and I can't stand the risk. So it's fit fair. Hate, hate, same old blasty cycle. 10 minute food that's ital. Wacky, who's Michael? How could you be so spiteful? Eating all my trifle, make me feel stifle. Make me feel ah, oh, damn, yeah. She needed me, bleeding me, die. Could not see shite, I was miles too high. But those dudes don't know me, and I don't know them dudes. I could waste my time being boasting and rude. Resign to the fact, leave the world to the world. Seek our own fling in that 10-foot stone on John Cole. Gang so hard that I bruise my big. Gang so hard that I bruise my big. Gang so hard that I bruise my big. Yeah.
That was Mrs. Scruff. That's one of yours, Mrs. Scruff, and featuring Roots Maneuver. Just, is that right?
Yep, that's right. Mr. Scruff's good, Roots is good. Put them together every time, it's fire.
Well, I could tell it was Mrs. Scruff because it's a jazz. He loves his jazz. He loves his jazz and fish, but yeah. Jazz and fish.
Not at the same time.
No, well, yeah. I should do. I can imagine a fish jazz orchestra. That's just me.
That'd be quite fun. But it's like I saw you there, so you can't help but nod your head. To
I
that.
Know.
It's just got that groove to
ba-dum,
it.
Ba-dum, ba-dum. You're talking about that because it's like American like Missy. That's bum ba-dum ba-dum ba-dum. That has a lot of UK listeners like that bum ba-dum ba-dum head nod.
Yeah,
nod. Yeah, you can imagine a lot of people head. Well, it's not just head. Well, that's kind of head nod. No, not head nobby. No, that's wrong. Head noddy. But yeah, the one scoots more kind of yeah, more jump up. But yeah, it's the same sort of that sort of galloping sort of beat to it. It's very very UK.
Yeah, and of course my trademark trumpet riffs again.
Yes, yes. And before that was one of mine, which is Nico Suave featuring Jungen. That was I think it's just called Nico Suave, that track, isn't it? Something like that.
Yeah.
I forget, that's whatchamacallit. That's Mr. Thing, isn't it? Under another name. Nico Suave.
I think so. I know it's one of
the one that goes under the name Essa as well. That's his Essa thing. But yes, I think that's just called Nico Suave, but I might get that totally wrong, possibly. It says Nico Suave featuring Yungo Evil Ed, but I'm pretty sure that's actually the wrong way around. But no, anyway, who knows? Who knows? And then before that was, oh, we had a sort of a, well, before the start, we had the drinking song, didn't we?
Oh, yes, Mr.
Yeah,
Don.
Mr. Yes, Akira the Don. And then I inflicted Rebel MC Better World on you. Which you almost got Buffalo Stan, so count yourself lucky. But I love that just for the... wait, we start with Reset the Atari, which me and Kirk is like, that's one of our standard phrases that, you know, something goes wrong. Wait. Stop the Atari, reset the Atari, and it's one of those. And it came out. I think that was. It's got one of those lovely, lovely sort of green screen Amiga Gen locked Amiga videos. And it came out before Just Keep Rocking, and then of course then Straight Tough. I think that was the first one.
Yep.
So a lot of people don't know that one as well because of course he was sort of top 20 at that point, maybe in top 40. But then got really big with Street Tough.
Yeah,
right. And even people in the States know Street Tough. It's amazing. That track travels a lot. As I mentioned, it's DJ Tool. And then Akira the Don, which was very good. Very funny. When I heard the... what's it sample again? It's... what's the sample in that? The main... Oh, it's Wheels Cha-Cha, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Which DJ Nono approves of that. We like the Wheels Cha-Cha. Originally done by the Lost Orchestra. That's old school. Back to the 1930s, 1940s, 1950s old school.
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly changed his sound somewhat since then. I mean, this is off his first EP, but it's like every time I hear it, I'm just, again, silly grin. And it's just like, yes, do something different, have fun, express your personality. You know, it doesn't all have to be like... guns and gangsters all the time.
Guns and bling. Yes. They were never part of the four elements of hip hop, and they never shall be.
Please.
I mean, that's one of the things about UK hip hop. I think it's that keeping it real without going into that. We're in the ghetto because we don't really have ghettos in that sense, and I'm not totally sure the US has ghettos in that sense that really either. But yes, there's
ghettos of the mind, and that's
yeah. So the ghettos of the mind is you don't have a pint and you've lost your cheese and toast. That's that's terrible, and you should be rapping about that. And I'm glad that some people do.
Yeah.
So we got to the end of the show, sadly. This was you can find out more about Radio Clash by going to mutantpop.net/radioclash. And you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. And how can they find out about your good self? don't know. Yes, I'm anonymous. Yes, he's anonymous. He's the secret. He's the secret sample stealer. You are.
It's that sort of thing. It's sort of, like you may not see me here. You may see me there.
Ah, where you see him, he could be anywhere. you see. I like that. Anonymous. Yes, but yes, it's break. So we're going to play out with some more, I think some more down-tempo tracks. We're going to play some Lethal Bizzle. Very, very good album, which I forget. Oh, Back to Business. Mm-hmm. And you can't... I mean, it isn't a Lethal Bizzle track if he's actually going on about how his name every 5 seconds. He even wears T-shirts with his name on, just to remind you.
I don't know whether it's just brilliant branding or whether he's just got the world's worst memory. And so it's like, it's like a goldfish rap. It's like, if I don't say it every 5 seconds, it's gone.
Yeah, who am I again? Lethal Bizzle! Oh, yeah, his backing track reminds him, yeah. And then, but this is more him sort of more down tempo. And I was almost planning to make it part of a future mix, which is called Pop Is Dead. It might make it, but it's about the industry and various things. And then a bit of Brain Tax, which you introduced me to Brain Tax.
Yes, it's just, again, sort of just something a bit interesting and, good wordplay and interesting
and
perspectives on stuff, which, yes, please, more of that.
Yes, but sadly he stopped, and this is his last track from his last album. Because he fucked off to Australia, didn't he?
Sounds right.
Yeah. And it's called Last One Out, Turn Out the Lights, which is appropriate for the end of the show. So anyway, I hope you all enjoyed this, and we'll speak to you soon.
Bye.
Yeah. Real shit. Some real talk. Check me out, yo. It's been 6 years clean cause I ain't done a crime. Although temptation's always on the mind. Sell a few cars like I make 20 grand. That's just a young band G set of mine.
Think about a joyride from time to time. A little bit nuts, so I'm up for the thrill. You making money, yeah, I want in, what's the deal? Buy a pass, see him on, sell him as an e-pill. Eventually I made good use of my time. Use a little bit of road in a music grind. Made a few tunes, then I got signed. Still trying to get money that Glow S defined. Weird thing about this music biz. Made 5 albums, still don't know who he is. Life's a bitch, then you die. I just hope that my music lives. What's the point of working hard, that we're all gonna die? I know I'm from the streets, so the odds are very high. Some do the hustle on a shirt and a tie. Doesn't really matter, cause we're all gonna die. What's the point of working hard, that we're all gonna die? I know I'm from the streets, so the odds are very high. Some do the hustle on a shirt and a tie. Doesn't really matter, cause we're all gonna die. Just sitting here bored, trying to figure something so I can't be ignored. Trying to figure something so the always applaud. Trying to figure something so I can sell out the scores. Trying to figure something so I can get on billboards. Trying to figure something so I can do a world tour. Trying to figure something, hear on my drink. Trying to figure something, think, eyes non-stop blink. Trying to figure something, trying to figure something so I can get on main stage. Trying to think, get an enemy front page. Trying to think, get a Tony Blair Bush wave. Trying to figure something, trying to figure something, trying to figure something so I can do something good. Trying to figure something so I can sign a whole hood. Trying to think, try to get 100 mil, then I do what I feel. What's the point of working hard, then we're all gonna die. I know I'm from the streets, so the odds are very high. Some do the hustle on a shirt and a tie. Doesn't really matter, cause we're all gonna die. What's the point of working hard, then we're all gonna die. I know I'm from the streets, so the odds are very high. Some do the hustle on a shirt and a tie. Doesn't really matter, cause we're all gonna die. Sometimes I think I might as well go on and roll and cause mayhem. Go back to licking cars up in the AM. Go back to getting tickets and never paying them. Doesn't really matter, one day I'm gonna die. When I die, who they gonna charge? Me? Nah, too late, cause look, I'm ghost. I'm upstairs, chilling with the most. Me and Biggie Smalls, sipping on the toast, no kidding. That's in a very long time, God forbidding. Death is a fact, but it's also hidden. Never know when you're gonna die. Never know when you're gonna tell the earth by. Kill them for me, the limit is the sky. I'm not hardcore, but I believe I can fly. Fly. But then sometimes I think, what's the point of working hard, that we're all gonna die? I know I'm from the streets, so the odds are very high. Some do the hustle on a shirt and a tie. Doesn't really matter, cause we're all gonna die. What's the point of working hard, that we're all gonna die? I know I'm from the streets, so the odds are very high. Some do the hustle on a shirt and a tie. Doesn't really matter, cause we're all gonna die. What's the point of working hard, that we're all gonna die? I know I'm from the streets, so the odds are very high. Some do the hustle on a shirt and a tie. Doesn't really matter, cause we're all gonna die. What's the point of working hard, that we're all gonna die? I know I'm from the streets, so the odds are very high. Some do the hustle on a shirt and a tie. Doesn't really matter, cause we're all gonna die.
While you're fighting for petrol, scrapping over diesel, the rich getting evil. Poor people want water to be equal. We're looking planet to Earth, the sequel. Or maybe not another one, people. You never know. It's looking grim when I'm thinking about summer snow. Winter sun, more lies rolled out. More excuses about, even worse than the Clinton one. Yeah, we're coming with the offbeat. Cause the planet's off tilt and you're about to slip. Come on.
We came here to save your life. Who's gonna be brave tonight?
That tidal wave, and you can all give up running cause you won't be saved. Don't mess with the weather, no Nicolas Cage, no Stallone, no Arnie, no Great Escape. I take off early with the first light, planet of my birthright, sullied by the slave trade, the Third Reich. The hardcore money men of this metropolis, maintaining the media that molded the populace. Damn, I'm good, but don't wince. I can make fire quicker than your eyes can blink. Tell a tale of the days when we finally got it, when war broke out and the crops all rotted. Sod it, we all carry on, but the kids, I mean, what about the kids? Will I care if I'm dead? Will my ghost get ill? Well, I turned off the lights and I headed to the hills.
To save your life, who's gonna be brave tonight? Ensure this ain't even paid advice. That's when I'll turn out the lights. Love it, come here to save your life. I'm trying to sustain the hype. Ensure this ain't even paid advice. That's when I'll turn out the lights.
And there's a storm going on outside. Nobody
body safe from the floods and the rising tide. I need a place on a hill, higher ground, sit and I chill. Clean air, not a sound, fruit by the pound still. If we're too near the Arctic, my ethanol won't flow. Too near the equator, my crops no good. And is my cloud filter working while China gets bigger and badder? The stakes get shaky on the ladder. I'm telling you, mate, you might want to escape. You might want to buy a good dinghy that ain't gonna deflate. Hold that thought, man, read the reports and I see the future Bush tried to distort that. Let me get my atlas down, show my kids where we lived in the days of Brown. It's that blue patch off of the coast of East Hampshire. We all knew the question, but still with the answer.
The aim is to save your life or lose it. Who's gonna be brave tonight? Insurance, this ain't even paid advice. That's when I'll turn out the lights. The aim is to save your life.